Some of the thousands of workers in the voluntary sector who were to benefit from a pay deal last year say they're still waiting to get the agreed increases. The pay agreement was reached last October to avert strike action by 5,000 workers across 17 voluntary and community sector organisations. They provide services to the state in the areas of health, children's services and homeless services. Colette Bennett is with us. She's Director of Research and Advocacy with a group called The Wheel, and she's on the line now. Colette Bennett, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Tell us about these workers, where they work and when they were supposed to get these pay increases.
Okay, so essentially they are called Section 39, 56 and 10 organisations, which probably means nothing to any of your listeners. Section 39 means they are dealing with, or they are engaged in activity around disability, around health services. Section 56 are child and family agencies, and Section 10s are, generally speaking, homelessness organisations. So they're dealing at the very, very front line in terms of key social services and health services. They were meant to get this agreement. So the agreement was put in place with the WRC back in October last year. And essentially what it was meant to do was it was meant to provide a 3% increase backdated to last April, another 2% from November last year, and then 3%, the final 3% in March of this year. And there was an agreement to go back into the WRC on the 1st of December last year to discuss the further arrangements around the previous pay deal. That hasn't actually happened, and there's no indication of when that actually might happen. But, you know, on top of all of that, there's no certainty in terms of the actual payments being made. So what we're seeing in relation to these organisations, and we're talking thousands of organisations providing core social services and disability and health services that aren't seeing these payments being made. And this is impacting tens of thousands of service users, some of the most vulnerable people in society.
And why haven't they got their pay increases?
They haven't received their full payments because there's no cohesive approach across the funding bodies. So the Section 39s are funded through the Department of Health or the HSE, the 56 through TUSLA or the Department of Children, and the Section 10 through the local authorities or the Department of Health. So there's no joined up thinking in terms of how these payments are going to be made. And that is a real flaw within this. We have also notification that payments are yet to be made of any type to some of the smaller organisations, and they feel very much to the back of the queue there. And they're, you know, predominantly dealing with things like drug addiction services. Again, extraordinarily vulnerable service users, really committed key staff, and they can't receive the bare minimum of the uplift from the last pay deal. And that's not with, you know, counting in the next pay deal, the newest one that was agreed of 10.25%.
And how many workers are waiting on their pay increase?
We're talking thousands of workers here. We don't have a definitive answer because, again, there is such a lack of cohesion in terms of how these payments are being made to organisations and how they're to be distributed. We also have the issue around organisations, for example, that used to come under TUSLA and were then transferred under the Department of Justice. They're not in scope for this payment. Okay. Because they had a transfer that was completely outside of their control.